Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You're listening to The Happy Hour with Nick Sainert.
I'm leaving people.
And Enrique Alvarez Clary.
What do you mean, you people?
What do you mean, you people?
Sponsored by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back into the Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert and Rico with you. As always, 402-464-5685. The Honda of Lincoln hotline and the Starter Heyman text line are both open for you guys the entire show today. You can always reach out to us individually on the Twitter sphere at Nick_Sainert or at Radio Rico AC. It's time we do kind of pivot and talk Nebraska football in this segment as the Huskers get ready for the UTEP Miners, and nobody better to talk to than the voice of UTEP football. John Teicher joins us on the Allo VIP line, the VIP line brought to you by Allo Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with a local heart. John, I appreciate you taking the time to have this conversation. I mean, how overall ready are you to start, what is this, season 44 for you?
Yeah, I still, Nick, Rico, good to be with you guys. I still enjoy it every bit as much as I did when I started down this road in 1981. I guess that's the key for me. If I didn't enjoy it, I'd step away and find something else to do. But still get excited every year when the calendar turns to August and we get ready to start another season. And here we are.
Now, John, is this your first time coming to Lincoln?
Yeah, we have never had the pleasure. I've had an opportunity to work at some of the great, the great shrines of college football, but Memorial Stadium's not one of them. And obviously, we schedule these things well in advance. So this one's been on my radar for several years out. Excited about opening this season in Lincoln against the Huskers, and very much looking forward to Saturday's game.
Now, okay, John, let's talk a little UTEP football here. You guys enter into year one of Scotty Walden. I guess, overall, how much excitement or anxiousness, I don't know if that's necessarily the right word, is there just to get this thing going under the new head coach?
Well, I think there's more so than we've seen in a long, long time. Scotty is 34 years old. He brings an energy and a passion that this program, I think, has needed for quite some time. And I think he's energized this entire community. And this program has not had a great deal of success for quite some time. And I think everyone's anxious to see what Scotty Walden's Miners are capable of.
Now, I guess with that piece, you mentioned the energy that he brings. How important in this changing landscape of college football specifically is it for a place like UTEP, a program like the Miners, to have a guy that has this infectious energy about him and this youthful exuberance, I suppose, at the helm?
You know, I think you said it. I think you said it properly. At a place like UTEP, for instance, Scotty probably would not have been the right hire for Nebraska football. Matt Rhule was, but I don't think that Matt Rhule would have been the right hire for UTEP this time around. I think that UTEP needed a young, aggressive, energetic guy who's on his way to bigger and better places. And I think Scotty's going to be successful. I have been so impressed with the way he operates, the way he does things, and the way he approaches his student athletes. He's going to win here at UTEP. But he was absolutely the right hire at the right time for this program.
I guess on top of that then, and I understand this might be a premature question just because the game era hasn't even started for Scotty Walden, and Nebraska certainly hasn't been a powerhouse by any means this last decade plus or so. But when you are a program like UTEP and somebody like yourself that's been surrounded by it for so long, what are expectations like? Like, what are those conversations for you guys as you enter year one of a head coach? But then you also just said it yourself, he's on to bigger and better things. This might not be a thing that lasts for 10 years, right? So what are like the expectations, or do you guys just kind of enjoy the moment while you have it?
Well, I think that, but I think what people want to see is just a more competitive program, particularly in our own realm. And it'll be interesting to see what they're able to do at Memorial Stadium against the Huskers on Saturday. But I think just the ability to compete more favorably in Conference USA. UTEP has not had much success. In fact, entering its 20th year in Conference USA has not come close, really, to a league championship. I think just being more competitive and having the ability maybe to compete for a conference championship is the expectation here. So I think that's what Scotty's looking at as he takes control of this program.
We're speaking with the voice of UTEP football, UTEP Miners. They play at Nebraska this Saturday, 2:30 p.m. Central Time kickoff on Fox. John Teicher joins us, the voice of UTEP. All right, let's talk about the personnel, some of the team members now. The quarterback specifically, as of earlier this week when I was able to catch Scotty Walden's press conference, hadn't decided on the quarterback, mentioned that he was leaning one way over maybe the other. What can you tell us about the two quarterbacks? What's the differences between those two guys? And ultimately, who do you think is going to get the bulk of the snaps on Saturday?
Well, at least publicly, guys, not much has changed. And I gave Scotty the opportunity on his radio program last night to declare who would take the first snaps Saturday at Nebraska. But at least publicly, he has not made up his mind. I've watched a lot of practice. They have pretty much split the reps 50-50, first and second team, with Cade McConnell, who's a returning starter from a year ago, and Skylar Locklear, who came with Walden and his staff from Austin Peay, where he was the backup last year, but is in his third year in that particular offensive system. I think we're going to see both in the game on Saturday, but I couldn't tell you any more now than I could when this thing started in the spring, who's going to be the first one to take snaps when the UTEP offense hits the field for the first time on Saturday.
There's a lot being made, at least here in Lincoln, about the pace and space offense that Coach Walden could bring to UTEP and what we might see on Saturday. Nebraska's defense, I mean, I don't need to tell you, had a pretty good showing last year, and I think there's some high expectations, at least here in Lincoln, for Nebraska's defense, returning seven guys on defense that started last year. I would ask you this, though. What makes that pace and space offense that we'll probably see so frustrating at times for defenses to cover that, frankly, I mean, there's an avenue here where UTEP could be competitive if Nebraska can't tackle well or whatever it may be on the perimeter? What makes that pace and space offense so tough to defend at times?
Well, again, I think you said it. It's the pace. It's the tempo. And if you don't play that way yourself, I think particularly as you get into the season and have only a couple of days, really, of full work to get ready for your opponent, it can be a very difficult thing to approximate in practice. I don't think it's going to bother the Huskers because, obviously, this is the season's first game, and obviously they've had any number of practices and an ample amount of time to prepare and approximate this sort of thing. But I think as you get into the season and particularly into conference play and you're competing against an opponent that doesn't play that way themselves, I think just trying to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To emulate the pace and the tempo that UTEP's going to play at is a very difficult thing to do in just a couple of full days of work.
Who are some of the names offensively outside of the quarterbacks that Husker fans need to know about that could cause some fits? I'm going to ask you about the defense in a second, but specifically on the offense, what are some names that Husker fans should kind of take note of that they could hear their name pretty often on Saturday?
Well, Walden brought quite a few established playmakers with him from the FCS level where they were at Austin Peay a year ago. Javon Jackson rushed for nearly 1,400 yards for Austin Peay a year ago. Cam Thomas caught 50 balls in 2 years at Austin Peay. He returned two punts and a kickoff for touchdowns, all of which were more than 80 yards in length. He's a playmaker. Trey Goodman averaged nearly over 21 yards a catch last year. Jaden Smith, a transfer from Eastern Kentucky, also at the FBS level, had 73 catches there a year ago, had nearly 2,000 yards in his career at Eastern Kentucky. So these guys can all make plays. And although they're not the biggest guys you'll see, one thing that they have that I think will translate well from the FCS to the FBS level is they can all run. Scotty Walden talked about recruiting and attracting speed to UTEP in his recruiting efforts. And these guys can all run. And I think that's going to make them all threats all year long, certainly starting Saturday. We'll see what they're able to accomplish in Lincoln against the Huskers.
We're talking to John Teicher, the play-by-play broadcaster for UTEP Minor Football, entering his 44th season as the voice of the Miners. Now, John, let's switch over to the defense. A lot's being made, at least here in Lincoln, about Maurice Westmoreland and Matt Rhule earlier this week. Called him an NFL caliber guy. There's a lot of praise going Westmoreland's way. Outside of him, though, who are some playmakers on defense?
Well, they've got some veterans up front who have got quite a bit of game experience. KD Johnson, Sione Tongahua, and Devin Gorey, who start up front along with Mo Westmoreland, all have prior experience. Johnson and Tongahua here at UTEP. Devin Gorey was an all Missouri Valley Conference player last year at Missouri State. They've got kind of a rebuilt linebacking core. Trey Dunson coming up from the FCS level, but Jalen Ram has played previously at both UAB and at Middle Tennessee. In the secondary, I think there are a couple of kids to look out for, again, who accomplished quite a bit at the FCS level at Austin Peay and are now taking their turn here at UTEP in Corey Chapman and Xavier Smith, who began his collegiate career at Colorado. So that tells you a little bit there. So they've got some playmakers on that side of the football. We'll see how they fare against Dylan Raiola and the Husker offense on Saturday.
What is being said of Nebraska down there? Because obviously, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, Nebraska not necessarily a powerhouse in the last couple of years, still trying to get back to a bowl game here in year two under Matt Rhule. But they are ushering in what was a five-star quarterback and according to some sites, the number one high school quarterback in the country. What is the viewpoint of Nebraska in UTEP and in that camp?
Well, great respect for the Huskers, who were top 20 in most major defensive categories nationally a year ago and returned quite a bit of that group. An offensive line that's one of the most experienced in all of college football. The two transfer receivers, Nair and Banks, who have joined the program and obviously give the Huskers a little more ability in that passing game. And, of course, you know, Raiola's skills as well. And just the realization that that Matt Rhule, who has done some terrific things at both Temple and at Baylor, past his first year with those programs, is poised to do the same for Nebraska. So I think just the respect for all of that is certainly how UTEP regards this Nebraska program as they get set to take the field on Saturday.
John Teicher, voice of UTEP football and men's basketball, joining us here on the Aloe VIP line. All right, John, a couple more before we let you go and go about your day. What are the keys, I guess, from a UTEP perspective on Saturday? I think from Nebraska, Matt Rhule spoke today and mentioned, you know, just the fundamental piece of it, want to take care of the football, those types of things, and execute. From a UTEP standpoint, where, yeah, you know what, if you look on paper and understandably so, in these earlier season games, maybe UTEP not expected to compete or be favored to win. So from your guys' viewpoint, what is that expectation? Like, what are the keys for you guys that would constitute a successful trip to Lincoln outside of obviously winning?
Well, I obviously competing favorably, what does that look like? I think the Miners have to get off to a good start. I think that's imperative. You certainly don't want to get hit in the mouth and fall behind early against the Huskers. I think the turnover part of things is big. Obviously, you don't want to be the one turning the football over and hope to take it away from the Huskers, and obviously that would give UTEP a chance. But I think just competing, I think Scotty Walden said it very, very well at his media conference on Monday. He says, we in our program do not compete, do not prepare to lose. We don't prepare to lose in our program. So I think the expectation here is the Miners are going to go to Lincoln as a large underdog, and that they're going to compete against a program that probably has better resources and at most positions probably has better athletes. So I think that's the expectation that UTEP is going to take the field with on Saturday.
Yes, John, when you guys get to Lincoln, you'll be the first opponent that Nebraska plays after their opening of a new practice, an indoor weight room, a facility, training table. There's a new addition that you guys will be able to see, and you guys are the first opponent that Nebraska will play since that thing opened here just a few months ago. So, John Teicher, voice of UTEP Minor Football. John, appreciate the time. When do you guys get into town? Like, what's the schedule for you guys these next couple of days before kickoff?
Well, I think we've got a 4:30 walkthrough at Memorial Stadium tomorrow. Supposed to be at the hotel at 5:30, and then it's hunker down for kickoff at 2:30 in Lincoln on Saturday.
Well, John, we appreciate the time. Hopefully you have a great trip to Lincoln. It's supposed to be good weather. I mean, it's 96 degrees here today. I think it's 89 at kickoff, so probably similar weather to El Paso.
Yeah, maybe a little more humid up there in Lincoln, but yeah, it's been a pretty toasty summer here, so certainly working in the heat will be nothing different for UTEP, for sure.
Well, John, we appreciate the time as always, and maybe, who knows, maybe I'll run into you up there in the press box on Saturday.
I look forward to it, guys. Look forward to Saturday's game. Thanks for having me.
There he is, John Teicher, the voice of UTEP Minor Football, joining us there on the Aloe VIP line. The VIP line brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with a local heart. All right, once again, John Teicher, the man, if you look him up online, of many titles, assistant athletic director for UTEP. He is the director of broadcasting at UTEP. He's been the voice of minor football and basketball for over 43 years.
Just ridiculous.
A man of many titles.
He's out here. He's
John
Teicher. Putting in all that work.
Going to be making his first trip to Lincoln, UTEP's first trip to Lincoln, here on Saturday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Appreciate John. If you missed any of that conversation, you can always check it out on the podcast page, wherever you get your podcasts, or on theticketfm.com. We'll step aside, usher in the fellas from On the Block, Strick and Austin, coming up next on 93.7 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.